even before that we blessed Ibrahim with rectitude, for we knew him well. Remember that occasion when Ibrahim asked his father and his people, "What are these images which you are so devoted to?" They replied, "We found our forefathers worshipping them." He said, "Then certainly both you and your forefathers have been in manifest error." They asked, "Have you brought us the truth, or are you one of the triflers?" He replied, "Nay, your Rabb is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. It is he who has created them, and I am of those who bear witness to this. By Allah, I will certainly plan against your idols when you turn and go away." So he broke them all in pieces, except the biggest one of them, so that they might turn to it. Some asked, "Who has done this to our gods? He must surely be a wicked person." Others replied, "We heard a youth called Ibrahim talking about them." They said, "Then bring him before the eyes of the people so that they may witness how severely he is punished." When Ibrahim came, they asked him, "O Ibrahim, are you the one who has done this to our gods?" He replied, "Surely someone has done it. The chief of them, that is. Ask them if they can speak." Thereupon they turned to search their own consciences and said to themselves, "Surely you yourselves are the wrongdoers." Confounded as they were, lowering their heads, they said, "You know fully well that they cannot speak." At this Ibrahim said, "Do you then worship these deities instead of Allah, who can neither benefit nor harm you? Shame on you and those deities you worship besides Allah. Have you no sense at all?" They said, "Burn him alive and avenge your gods if you want to take any action." When they threw him in the fire, we commanded, "O fire, be cool and comfortable for Ibrahim." They sought to harm him, but we made them the big losers. We delivered him and his nephew Lut and directed them to the land which we have blessed for all people of the world. We gave him a son, Ishaq, and then a grandson, Yaqub, and we made each of them a righteous man. We made them leaders who guided other people by our command, and we sent them revelations to do good deeds, establish salah, and pay zakah. Us alone did they serve. To Lut we gave wisdom and knowledge, and we delivered him from the town which practiced abominations. Surely its inhabitants were very wicked transgressors, and we admitted him to our mercy, for he was of the righteous people.